Inside Mac.
For Friday, August 18th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. There won't be an appearance from Steve Jobs in Paris this year. South Korea wants to put you in their smart clothes. I'll give you a Foxconn update and a reason not to get tickets to Photoshop World in Las Vegas. There will be no keynote speech this year at Apple's Expo in Paris, which is Europe's largest Mac-focused show. The show organizers have confirmed the lack of keynote by stating simply, there will be no keynote at this year's show. There have only been a few times when Steve Jobs didn't appear at the Expo, in 2004 when he was recovering from surgery, and last year, though he did speak with journalists and he did introduce the iPod Nano. This could be Apple's way of protesting the French government. One thing for sure, it isn't because they aren't doing well there. Apple has seen significant market shares in France in the last few years. Apple has released a report on its site that addresses a story in the London newspaper Mail, which reported that workers logged in 15-hour days for about $50 a week at a factory outside Hong Kong, while at another factory near Shanghai, the Mail reported employees used as much as half their pay to cover housing and food costs in the company-run-down dormitories. According to Apple, factory conditions for workers of Apple Computer's manufacturing partner in China for the iPod music player comply with most of the Cupertino company's policies, though some violations do exist and they have or will be addressed. The report said employees earn at least the local minimum wage, and our sample audit of payroll records showed that more than half were earning above minimum wage. The company didn't find that workers are forced to work overtime, but some employees have worked longer hours than permitted by Apple's bylaws. The on-site dormitories met Apple's standards, though three off-site leased dorms used for temporary housing were not satisfactory. Apple said Foxconn is now building new housing units to replace those. Foxconn has agreed to comply with Apple's mandate for work weeks no longer than 60 hours, with at least one day off, and Apple said it will complete working condition audits of all final assembly suppliers of Mac and iPod products this year. Apple has released a MacBook SMC firmware update for its MacBook laptops that fine-tunes fan behavior. There have been many complaints about the case heat issues in the consumer portable. This firmware revision patches the MacBook System Management Controller, or SMC, which is a microcontroller on the logic board of the MacBook and other Mac laptops that controls different functions, including power and thermal management. Once this update is applied, the SMC version will appear as 1.4F10. The update is available for download on Apple's website, though it is not required for pro-level MacBook Pro. South Korea's hopes of selling smart clothes with built-in digital music players seems to be gaining momentum. As the AP reports, the government is backing the efforts to launch the digitized apparel by the end of the year, hoping to win a top position for the country as an exporter of such clothing. The clothing would let people enjoy an MP3 player's function, and it lets you avoid carrying the unit separately. Please note that some devices will have to be unplugged from the clothes before you throw them in the washing machine. Thought I'd let you know. But according to the report, ever since 2004, smart apparel development has involved a range of research institutes and conglomerates with the active support of the South Korean government. The government has even estimated that the global market for digital clothing could be up to $7 billion by 2014. And if that's the case, South Korea wants more than 20% of it. If you haven't already bought tickets to Photoshop World this September, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's too late. Organizers of the Photoshop World Conference and Expo have announced that its Tech Expo Hall is now sold out. Some of the biggest names of the industry will be showcasing their latest Photoshop-related technology for conference attendees during the two-day expo that begins Thursday, September 7th at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino Convention Center in Las Vegas. Coming up, what do you think the 10 best Apple decisions have been? I'll give you a rundown when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. iSkin has released its newly designed ProTouch keyboard protectors for the latest generation of Apple's MacBook and MacBook Pro notebooks. The new ProTouch keyboard protectors are designed to cover and protect without restricting normal typing, as it allows you to have a clear view of the keyboard. It has been molded to cover each key, and they do not slide or move while being used. The new keyboard protector is specially coated to provide ease through smoother and quicker typing. They are also washable to help reduce dirt buildup, and they come in a variety of colors. You can pick one up for $25 US. YouTube is trying to take on iTunes by providing music videos for free, as revenue will be provided by advertising. According to Mark Mulligan, vice president at Jupiter Research, YouTube's popularity means it could have the scale to create a free video-based music competitor to the paid-for downloads offered by iTunes, but any service that YouTube puts in its place will not be iPod compatible. He feels that if YouTube develops portability, it can convert its massive online popularity and provide a significant reason for people to buy non-iPod devices, though he added at the moment, Apple is still the best bet for portable music watching. Looking back, it didn't seem like Apple was going to be the powerhouse that it is today. Clones were stealing profits from the high-end Mac line. Copeland, which was the next generation OS, wasn't too impressive, and then the Newton never lived up to the hype. Only the Mac faithful would have ever believed that 10 years can make all the difference in the world. Apple has transformed itself from a company no one wanted to a company everyone wants a piece of. If you've ever wondered how the company pulled it off, a countdown on AppleMatters.com talks about the 10 best Apple decisions of the last decade. Here are a few. The iMac. It was the first step, as it did everything exactly like the Mac that it replaced, but it did it in a blue shell with USB ports and capitalized on the growing popularity of the internet. The power of the G3 inspired the Toasted Bunnies ads and made those who wanted the best performance possible consider a Mac. The Apple Store then gave Mac fans a way to buy the product without having to order it on the web. The article says not only could users walk into an Apple Store and walk out with the coolest Apple kit 15 minutes later, they could see properly maintained machines and get an Apple genius to solve their problems. And of course the iPod, which is holding 75% of the market share. Music player has become a status symbol and has even changed the way car companies manufacture cars. Steve Jobs and outsourcing is also mentioned. If you'd like to read the whole article, visit AppleMatters.com. And those were the stories making it Mac. It's Friday. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.